This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Presidential elections are scheduled for Sunday in Ukraine, but the atmosphere in the eastern part of that country is anything but inviting of democracy. At least two people were killed there today in fighting between pro-Russian separatists and forces loyal to the government in Kiev. And whoever wins on Sunday is going to have their hands full fixing the crippled economy, handling relations with Russia, and sorting out the aforementioned tensions between nationalists and separatists. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Donetsk, that is in eastern Ukraine. Hello, Mark.
Hi there.
First of all, what's it like outside these days? Is life going on, or is it, as we hear in the press, tense?
I think it depends where you go exactly in eastern Ukraine. Here in Donetsk, in the city itself, it's fairly relaxed. The shops are open, the cafes are open, it's a beautiful weather at the moment. But you do suddenly stumble upon armed groups who occasionally come into the city centre, and they're manning the checkpoints on the outskirts. But then if you go out of Donetsk to towns like Slavyansk or Kramatorsk, they are totally in the hands of these pro-Russia armed groups, militias. And there, of course, life is far from normal. There is a sort of siege-like atmosphere in those kinds of places. Of course, that is where the election on Sunday is not going to be held at all. Here in Donetsk, it's a little bit more questionable whether it can or not take place.
How much does the eastern part of Ukraine matter to the rest of the country?
Well, it's thought to contribute about 15% to Ukraine's GDP. This is the industrial heartland of the country. It's where there's a massive mining, steel, iron industry. I went to a bauxite plant a couple of days ago, which makes molten bauxite for use for making steel, which is then sold, exported to 30 countries, including the US. It is an extremely important area in that respect. And that is one of the reasons why there's such a battle for control over this region, because if Kiev were to lose control of the East entirely, then it loses a massive chunk of its economy. And that's why it does not want this area partly to fall into the hands of these pro-Russia armed groups.
The front runner in the election on Sunday is a candy-making billionaire named Petro Poroshenko. Tell me about him.
Well, this is a wealthy oligarch. He's known as the chocolate oligarch because of his chocolate company, which was very successful here in Ukraine. He is very much the front runner. He's wide ahead in the polls at about sort of 40-45%. But he is seen as somebody who potentially could reach out to the East. In fact, he has just made a statement saying that his first trip, if he is elected on Sunday, would be here to Donetsk. And that would be very much a kind of attempt at reconciliation, at healing these wounds here in the East.
But he is also said to be interested in closer ties with the West. I mean, he's very much, it seems to me, trying to have it both ways.
He is. I think he made a statement today saying that there are a couple of things that are not negotiable. One is Ukraine's European direction, and another one is Crimea, which he said will always stay Ukrainian. His pro-European words will obviously go down well in Kiev and Western Ukraine, but less well here in the East, where there are many people who still feel that Ukraine needs to have closer ties with Russia. So he has a very difficult balancing act, but anybody would in a country of 45 million people, which has such diverse and polarized political leanings.
The BBC's Mark Lowen. We got him in Donetsk in eastern Ukraine. Mark, thanks very much.
Pleasure.